Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Holocaust Responsa from the Sefer Shalos and Shubas Ma'amakim from Rav Ephraim Mushri, a survivor of the Kovna Ghetto. And this is the fourth question, the fourth Shaila in Chelek Hei. This is the question, sweetest friends. This is a Yom Kippur Dika question. Be'erev Yom HaKippurim Shel Shnas Tovshin Beis Boilai Dr. If. I'm not so familiar with that name, but that's the name. It was 1942. It was Yom Kippur, Tovshin Beis, and, or maybe probably still 1941, almost 1942, Tovshin Beis, and Dr. If comes to me, and he says to me that Dr. Zacharin, the Menahel, the head of the hospital in the ghetto, wants to speak with me with respect to a very important matter, and wants me to come immediately to the hospital. So when I came to him, he told me that in the hospital there are a number of cholim who are in a situation where their life is in danger if they fast on Yom Kippur. And despite the fact that he told them that they have to eat, that it's usher for them to fast, these people say that on this Shabbos, Yom Kippur, they want to be mitzitarif to Klal Yisrael, and they want to fast, and daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanis on his nation and redeem us from this evil, horrible enemy, the German people, who are eating up the Jews, destroying and decimating them. He writes, Ha'ochel es Yaakov b'chol peh. And even though they believed him when he said that they're in danger, because just not only were they in very, very weak health situation, but the nutrition in the hospital wasn't, it isn't today. You go to Shaar Tzedek Hospital, they give you a good meal. Like every day you get three good, wholesome meals. But in this hospital, there obviously wasn't much food. Even healthy people weren't doing so well with the diet, but certainly sick people. And if they fast on Yom Kippur, so they might be finished. But they don't listen. They say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. We want to fast on Yom Kippur. And this doctor wanted me to speak to them, says Rav Ashri, to tell them that they must eat. V'derech agav siper li, shelo rak cholim datiim, shekol yemeim hayu charedim l'dvar Hashem, omdim al datim shem rotzim dafka lisanos. Not only do the firmers want to fast, mitzvah, people who are completely irreligious their whole lives. In Yiddish they call it fry, in Hebrew they call it chiloni, in English we'll call it secular. But these people, all of a sudden, that pintle yid starts burning brightly and they want to fast. They dafka want to fast together with everybody else. When I heard this from Dr. Zacharin, says Rav Ashri, I was taken aback. And I told myself, I said to myself in my heart, Rabbona shel olam, habet mi shemayim urei v'ashkifa v'mimon kodshecho, al amcha Yisrael. Look at your holy Jewish nation. Sha'afilu b'sha'as onyon amolam v'lochatzam moisif ruach Hashem lifon b'hem. Even at the time of their great suffering, the Spirit of God continues to live within them. And they believe with their heart of hearts, with the munah shleima, that the eternity of the Jewish people is not in doubt. It will definitely, in the end, the light of Israel will not be extinguished. And even in the face of this bitter death, they're willing to die al kiddush Hashem. And they want to do their part to ensure the continued survival of the Jewish people, so that the Jewish people continue keeping the Torah. V'amarti le Dr. Zacharin, I told Dr. Zacharin, she'achrei she'avara remain ikuf mitzad halacha leser olam es hatainis. After I clarified, if the halacha doesn't prevent me from forbidding them to fast, b'vaday she'aser ritzoinoi v'amalei bakashosei ledaber elibam shel hacholim u'lehashpia aleim shelo yisanu b'yom kippurim zekedei shelo lesakei nafsham. I'll definitely speak to them and tell them that they are not allowed to fast on Yom Kippur. So here you have the Shaila, sweetest friends. You just see, a lot of times I'm so moved by the questions in this Sefer. People wanted to fast on Yom Kippur. They were already starving. They were suffering so much. But they wanted to fast. They didn't care about the fact that they were sick, that their life was in danger. And even people until that point weren't even religious. Like, well, what do they get out of this? It's pleasurable to fast. I've done it, by the way. I have fasted. I mean, not under those circumstances. Under much better circumstances where I had a big meal before, a big meal after. It's not fun. And they wanted to fast, and they wanted to do it as a schus for Klal Yisrael. So that's the Shaila that was asked. And now we're going to present Rav Ashri's answer. And may I note that this shir should be a Yerufua, a schus for Rafua Shleimer, for Toi Behudas Bas Tamagasya, and for Moshe Yehuda Koin Ben Sheva Rochel, and for Eitan Meir Ben Rivka Ora, and Leilu Nishmas, my grandmother, who recently had a yurtzeit, Chana Bas Rav Yitzchak Yoina. So, Rav Ashri quotes a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says that Shabbos is dechuyei etzel sakonis nefashos. When you have Shabbos and sakonis nefashos, Shabbos is pushed away. And therefore, if you have a chola sheyesh bo sakana, if a chola is in danger, you do all of his needs on Shabbos based on the testimony of a expert doctor. And let's say you have a suffik, whether or not you need to be mechal Shabbos for this person, you're still mechal Shabbos. Suffik nefashos doichas Shabbos. So klolo shel davar that Shabbos legabe chola sheyesh bo sakana harehu kecholo lechol advarim shutzarech lem kishosam advarim elu ein osan osam loy de gdolim vloy de ktanim vloy de avodim vloy de noshim kdeish lo Shabbos kala beinayim. So this chola is a chola for everything he needs, and when you do these things, you shouldn't do it with stam adults or kids or avodim or noshim. You know who should be Mechal Shabbos? Gedolei Yisrael v'chachmeyim. Because they know how severe Shabbos is and they won't come to be Mezalzel in Shabbos afterwards. The Rambam continues and he says, and you're not allowed to wait when you want to be Mechal Shabbos for a Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. It says, v'chai v'hem v'lo sheyomus ben, based on the Gemara in the last parak of Nida. Halamadito is like the Rambam, shein mishpatei ha-Torah nekama be'olam. The Torah is not about revenge, not about vengeance. It's mercy, it's kindness, it's peace in the world. The Elu, listen to these strong words, beloved friends. Happy Korsim, Sheomrim, Shezechil Shabbos Veoser, Aleim Akasuv Omer, Gamanina Sati Lachem Chukim Lo Tovim Umishpatim Lo Yichyu Behem. These Happy Korsim who say that it's Chil Shabbos and it's Oser, about them I say, I gave you laws that aren't good laws. So that's the Rambam, that Vada, you should be Mechal Shabbos, you should be Mechal Shabbos Al Yidei Gedolei Yisrael, and the Torah is about Rachamim, Chesed, and Shalom. And a person who says otherwise makes our Torah to be a book of bad laws. And the Rabbi Magid says, V'asur l'smameya, you're not allowed to wait. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to wait. He brings the Yerushalmi, that Hazariz Harezim Meshubach, if you do it quickly, you're praiseworthy, and if you start asking questions, you are shedding blood. The Ramban in the Milchamos Hashem in Perek Ben Sora Mora, the 8th Perek of Sanhedrin, writes in Dibor Maschu V'Oro Amar Abaye, V'lo Shamanu Midus Chasidus L'Chol Shel Sakana Shlo Yichalu Aves HaShabbos. There's no such thing as midas chasidus for a chola sheyesh bo sakana not to be mechal Shabbos. Rather, hamizariz meshubach v'hanimoneh atzman mischayiv v'nafsha. For more mizariz a person is, the better. And if you stop yourself, chas v'shalom, you're mischayiv v'nafsha. And so too the Ran says the same thing. And the Meiri in his chibur tshuva says if you're mischaseid in your motza atzmo, your mamish mechal mechal shofchei damim. That's a bloodshedder. Chumana litzlan. So the Shulchan Aruch also paskins this way, that a person who who is sick on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. About Shabbos. But about Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch obviously also paskins that chola that has to eat, if there's a rofei baki, if there's an expert doctor, even if he's a guy, he says that this person's in danger, you feed him. And even if the chola says he doesn't need to eat, you still feed him. You listen to the rofei. Listen to the doctor. So everything here seems nice and smooth and cool. No questions asked. If somebody wants to fast on Yom Kippur, they want to be machmir, we shouldn't allow them to. Just like on Shabbos we don't allow such a person to be machmir, on Yom Kippur we also shouldn't allow such a person to be machmir. So definitely Rav Ashri should go back to this Dr. Zacharin, and he should say, Dr. Zacharin, I'm going to speak to these people, and I'm going to tell them that they must eat. However, there's a tshuva Reb Shlomo Kluger in his Halef L'Chashlomo in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin and Aleph, and he says with respect to Yom Kippur that you're allowed to be machmir on yourself, and not only that, if you're an Adam Chashuv, it's roi, it's fitting that you should be machmir on yourself and fast, even though it's Sakanas Nefashos. He says Tisha B'Av, which is Derabbanan, there you're not allowed to be machmir, but Yom Kippur, which is Nedar Raisa, you should be machmir if you're an Adam Chashuv, and if you're not, then it's mutter, still mutter for you to be machmir. So the Radbaz argues with this, and the Shut HaRadbaz, he says that chas v'shalom, that a chola should be machmir on himself and fast on Yom Kippur if the doctors tell him he should eat. And if he is fasting, so he's pashut, he's committing suicide. Rav Yosef also brings down in his Sefer, he discusses this shaila also in his Chazon Ovadia on Yom Kippur. He brings down, I think it's the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, the guy's mamish ma'abed atzmo l'das. It's suicide. So there, now you have, so at least you have the Halef L'Chashlomo, who says to be machmir, or ever the Radvaz is very emphatic in his words, that you're not allowed to, as are many other poskim brought by Rav Ovadia. And it would seem then that the Hachra would be that one should definitely not, it was forbidden to be machmir on yourself. However, there's a very important shuv in the Avnei Nezer, the Sukkachover Rebbe. He writes in his Choshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, that there's a famous sheet of the Ibn Ezra, who writes in his Perish on the Torah in Parashas Mishpatim, that doctors are only allowed to heal external wounds, but internal wounds, that you leave to God. And so too is the opinion of the Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, that if a person's really in a high mandrega, he shouldn't need to use doctors. And there were tzaddikim in the time of the Nevi'im who didn't go to doctors, they went to Nevi'im. And that was the sin of Asa, Gam Choyo Lo Darash Bashem. When he got sick, he didn't go to God, he went to the doctors. And he says there that a chola is allowed not to listen to the doctor when they tell him to eat a forbidden food for his healing. And even if he's not such a tzaddik, this person, he's still allowed to be machmer on himself that he shouldn't eat a davar aser. And even, I don't know what I just said, even if he's not a tzaddik, he's still allowed to be machmir on himself that he shouldn't eat this davar aser, and to have bitachon that Hashem will be merapeh him, even though it's a davar sheyesh bo sakana. So the Avnei Nezer here brings the Ibn Ezra and others who say yes, that's a high madrega, that's gevaldik, don't go to doctors, go to God, God will heal you, everything will be fine, and you want doctors, doctors are only for external wounds, but if it's something on the inside, there you don't need doctors, there all you need is the Rabbona Shel Olam, and if it's a matter of not eating a food the doctor tells you to eat, if he says it's going to endanger you, don't listen to the Narisha doctor. You run to the Narish means foolish. You go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal you. However, Zokt, the Avnei Nezer, Vahadavar Tamua. How can he say that? Now that we no longer have prophecy, we definitely have to follow doctors. Like it says in the Gemara in Yuma, that if the doctor says that the chola has to eat, and the chola says he doesn't have to, you listen to the doctor. And so writes the Ramban and the Rambam, and from the Shulchan Aruch it's mashma, that even if he has a machla pnimis, you still listen to the doctor, and you're machal Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You have the Shubas of the Tajbits, who says not to listen to the Ibn Ezra against the poskim, should follow the poskim who say to go to the doctor, listen to the doctor. And he quotes the Rambam, who says in his Perusha Mishnayis that if he doesn't follow doctor's orders and he dies, so it's his own sin, it's his own fault. And then he says, V'dvarim brurim heim v'lo yakrisham zulasi haniftol va'ikesh. This matter is so clear, the only person who can deny that this is true, says the Rambam, that, I think it's the end of the quote from the Rambam, that you shouldn't listen to the doctor, is a complete fool. But anybody who has a little bit of seichel knows that you follow the doctors. If the doctors say it's dangerous, you eat. Now, so where we're holding now would seem, we have this Tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, definitely. The doctor says to eat on Yom Kippur. You have to eat on Yom Kippur. Now the Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, writes that if a goy forces a Jew to be over on one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, he says, either you do this aveir or I'll kill you. So the halacha is that you're supposed to listen to, you're supposed to do the aveir. If it's one of the major three Averas, the three cardinal sins, Gil, Rash, Vichos, Daman, Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't listen. But if it's any other Avera, then you should listen. You should do the Avera. And if you don't do the Avera, you're Mischayev B'Nafsha. Meaning the Rambam holds that with respect to other Averas, it's usher to be Machmir on yourself. If it's a din of Yehareg, of Yavor, Ba'al Yehareg, that you should do the Avera and not be killed, the Rambam says that's not only a heter to remain alive, but it's a chiyuv to remain alive and do the Avera. The Avera isn't a mutter Avera, it's a chiyuv Avera. You have to do the Avera in order to stay alive. However, the Tosis and Avodah Zarah and Chav Zayin Amud Beis argues with the Rambam. Tosis holds, based on a Yerushalmi, it says there Rabbi Abba Bar Zimra was by a goy, and the goy said, either eat this nevel or I'll kill you. And he says, I'll die. And he was machmeran himself. And the stomatosis says it was bitsina, because before hesia, then you have to die. But if it's only bitsina, if it's in private, then you're allowed to remain alive. And yet he didn't. He was machmeran himself. So that's the sheet of tosis. So you have the machlokas, so we're showing him now. Rambam holds that if it's any other avera besides the big three, you have to do the avera. You're not allowed to be machmir and remain alive. You're not allowed to be machmir and die in order not to do the avera. And according to Tosis, you are allowed to be machmir and die in order to refrain from doing the Avera. And the Rush, in the second parak of Avodah Zarah, agrees with Tosis. And he also brings this Raya from the Yerushalmi, that you're allowed to be machmir on yourself because of this Rabbi Abba, who was willing to die rather than eat something unkosher. However, in the Shavuos of the Radbaz, in the Chelek Dalet and Siman Samach Zayin, he says that even the Tosfos and the Rush who argue with the Rambam and say that somebody who is supposed to be over, Yavor Va'al Yehareg, and he died, he isn't over, and he died, and he wasn't over the Avera, such a person is praiseworthy, that's only in that instance where he's being threatened by a goy. But they agree that if he's a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, and he's not being Michal Shabbos, or he's not eating on Yom Kippur, he's a Chassid Shota. Because the Torah says, V'chai behem b'lo sheyomus behem. So if it's a din in Kiddush Hashem, so Kiddush Hashem, he's allowed to be Moser Nafsho. That's only if it's Kiddush Hashem. If the guy is threatening him. But if it's a case of, and then he dies to maintain his Jewish integrity, to remain whole, to remain a complete Jew and not do the Avera. That's, there it's a Kiddush Hashem because the goy is threatening him. But if it's Stam Chil Shabbos and Chil Yom Kippur, Mi Ayama Lezot Al Dato, Shezenikra, Shizeshe mutar lahachmir al atzma. Omer ha-radbaz lo. Vivadai asur. When it comes to Chil Shabbos, Yom Kippur, a person's very sick, and the doctor says you have to eat, since there's no Kiddush Hashem involved, if he doesn't eat. Kiddush Hashem is only if the guy is threatening him, he doesn't do the Avera, but here it's just, he's being a chassid shote, he's being a pious fool. And he quotes the Sefer Shevet Mi-Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, and Simen Shin Lamed Vav, that the chole and his relatives should go to the best possible doctor, and the best possible medication, and not to rely only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Das Shotim, and you're going to have to answer at the end of the days. It's interesting that in Eretz Yisrael you see that with the Charedim. Charedim are the most frum, and they're the most into the good doctors. They have all these organizations that set people up. All of them that I know of anyway are all Charedi organizations. And they'll set you up with the best doctors and the best hospitals, and they know every hospital in the world and every illness, and you have tzaddikim like Rav Fuhrer and Rav Benny Fisher and Rav Cheshin and other tzaddikim elyonim who spend their whole lives helping sick people find the best possible medication. So we believe in God, but we believe that God wants us to have the Ger Rebbe, the Bais Yisrael, used to say that if it's a Rofei Katan, it's a Malach Katan. If it's a Rofei Gadol, it's a Malach Gadol. A kleiner doctor, a kleiner malach. A greiser doctor, a greiser malach. If you have a small, now that I said it in two languages, you probably got it both times, but if you have a small doctor, he's only got a small malach helping him. And if you have a big doctor, it's a big malach. So therefore, avada, you should do everything you can to stay alive. And even, says the Shevet Yehuda, even if it involves Chil Shabbos, Chil Yom Kippur, doesn't really matter. And so too the Chasim Sofer in the Tshuvas and the Birkei Yosef, they say that a chola has to go up Piderech HaTeva, listen to the doctor, Asur l'smoch al neis. However, of course, once you go to the doctor, you should know that the doctor is only God's agent. And therefore, in our Shaila, definitely, says Rav Ashri, these cholim should be eating, they should be told they have to eat, not only according to the Rambam, who says that in a case of ones, one is not allowed to be machman himself if the guy is forcing him to do the Avera. He should still do the Avera and not be machman himself. It's not one of the three major Averas. But even according to the Sheet of the Tosis and the Rush, who say that you're allowed to be machman yourself if it's not one of the three Averas, that's only when there's a Kiddush Hashem involved. But here, where there's no Kiddush Hashem involved, Avada, they should be eating on Yom Kippur in order to save their lives. And not only that, even according to the Tshuva of Shlomo Klieger, in the Halif L'Chashlomo that we quoted earlier, that the makom sheyesh sakana, a person's mutter to be machmer on himself and to fast on Yom Kippur, because the fast on Yom Kippur is daraisa. So he says pshat that Rav Shlomo Kluger didn't chas v'shalom mean if there's a vaday sakana. He only says the makom chash sakana, if there's a possible, there's a doubtful sakana. Maybe there will be, maybe there won't be. There you can be machmer, but here in our situation where there's a vaday sakana, you definitely shouldn't be machmer. And the Ibn Ezra, who says that today you shouldn't go to doctors for machla pnimis, the Ibn Ezra, the Avnei Nezer says, Nistam kol chazon, we don't have Nevu anymore. Master of the universe, go to doctors. So Rav Ashri concludes the tshuva, and he says, Lazot kiyamti et bakashatol shel Dr. Zacharin, v'dibarti macholim al godel ha-sakana bim yisanu b'yom ha-kipurim. I spoke with I fulfilled the request of Dr. Zacharin, and I spoke with the cholim. I told them what a great danger it will be if they fast on Yom Kippur, and I told them what a great isser it will be if they fast on Yom Kippur, and not only isn't it midas chasidus, but adarabo, it's a big sin. And living people are barely remaining alive, so people who are healthy are barely remaining alive, so certainly the sick people don't really have much of a chance, and they shouldn't be fasting, and if they do, then they'll be guilty of a form of suicide, because Achaz Damam and Afshasam Edrosh, God will demand their blood. And Dvarai Shenamu Mitoch Lev Koei V'Doev Nichnasu L'Libos Acholim, my words which were said with great from a pained heart penetrated the hearts of the ill ones that promised me that they are going to listen to the doctors who tell them not to fast on this Yom Kippur. Ulam Davka Chola Echad Shoi Yadua Me'azu Mitamid Ladam Chavshi B'Deyosav. It was one chole, one sick person, who was mamish and not from Jew. And he was known amongst everybody as being this not from guy. He was stubborn. And he said, I'm fasting. And he didn't accept all my explanations that I try to explain to him, that no, dafka now is the time to eat. We don't want the Germans to be successful in destroying the Jewish people. The best thing you can do for the Jewish people is to eat. Ulitzari Arav, he didn't listen to him. Umeginas libi niftar ish lo'olamo miyad b'motzi yom ha'kippurim. He didn't listen to me, and dafka, and immediately on Motzi Yom Kippur, he died. His body couldn't take the fast. Okafisha sipu lihacholim, and the sick people told me, hispalo ha'ish es tfilos hayom hakadosh bivachios gedolos, v'shebevadai bevidui hayom hisvada kol masav bimecheldo umeis b'tshuva gemura. So this person spent his day crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing vidui for all of his averos, and he died a complete Baal Tshuva. And you even see that, I've seen in the poskim, that even if a person, Rahman al-Islam, sometimes harms himself, but it's done as an act of Tshuva, so then maybe a heter can be found. So this person, who I'm sure felt very strongly that he wanted to be mechaper on his past, felt that he mustn't eat, and he also would have the Rav Shlomo Kluger, even though Rav Shlomo Kluger, Rav Oshri wanted to explain him otherwise, but we can say that Rav Shlomo Kluger didn't say that. So maybe Rav Shlomo Kluger held that even if it's a Vaday Sakana, they could be machmir on themselves. So maybe he can go up to Shemayim and get that great aid of Rav Shlomo Kluger that he did the right thing, but all we want to do is we want to justify this not religious person who died a complete Baal Tshuva, and even though he fasted on Yom Kippur, which is Shri Paskin for him not to do, we definitely want to find this chus for him, and we believe that his place now is in Gan Eden, Tehei Menucha, so his Menucha is in Gan Eden, with all of the tzaddikim, the great tzaddikim, not with all the tzaddikim, it says that if you die, as he did because of the torture of the Nazis, that was obviously contributed to his death, and he suffered because so much because he was a Jew, and he died with tears on his cheeks and tshuva on his lips. So we believe that this person gets a mechitza b'fnei atzmo, he gets his own special place in Gan Eden, and all the other people, of course, who listened to Rav Oshri were certainly tzaddikim, and they were following Das Torah and Das Halacha by eating on this day of Yom Kippur. There's a story about Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who unfortunately was very sick with cancer at the end of his life. So he said that before Yom Kippur, he said that my Yetzer Hara is telling me to fast, and my Yetzer Tov is telling me to eat. And obviously, Rav Kook knew all the makaros that I quoted in this tshuva. And we should be zocha l'abaisai, never to have to face such questions, and we should always have Yom Kippur filled with simcha and with tshuva shleima. And we can also use this story as an inspiration for us to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see what the power of the neshama that dwells within us is, and that's the koach. These people, that's all they wanted. All they wanted was to fast on Yom Kippur, and that's the pintel yid, and that's the Jewish neshama, and it should give us a great inspiration. There's a famous story about one of the big machzirei tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. That when he was growing up, he wasn't religious. And he had heard that he had an ancestor who wouldn't eat on kosher in the camps. And because of that, a Nazi shot him dead. But this person wasn't religious. He wasn't brought up religious. So one time he went out and he was going to buy his family dinner. And he was waiting outside a Shreif restaurant. And he's waiting online, he's waiting online, he's waiting to buy his chazir. And all of a sudden he started getting dizzy, and he felt like he was about to faint, and he thought to himself, when he was thinking to himself, this is what my ancestor died for, and now I'm willing to just buy unkosher food for my family. He was Chozer B'Tshuva Shlema, and he spent his life bringing people back to the path of Hashem. And we should be Zochem to Hashem, ki her besoros tovos yeshuas v'nachamos, b'viyaz goel tzedek, b'mehiravi amenu amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.